The American Civil Liberties Union of Washington State announced today it's going to back three state-licensed marijuana business owners who are suing the city of Fife in Pierce County. We'll hear from one of them in a moment. The Fife City Council voted in July to ban all marijuana businesses. And one of the reasons they're using, they say they intend to argue in court that the federal prohibition on marijuana trumps all state initiatives that legalize it. If the ban is upheld in courts, that could overturn pot legalization in Washington state. On the line with us right now, James Dusick is owner of the Downtown Cannabis Company in Pacific that's located between King and Pierce counties, and he's one of those plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Fife. James, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ross. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So your store is not in Fife. Explain why you find this legal action in Fife threatening to you in Pacific.
Well, the outcome of the Fife case can directly potentially adversely affect my business in Pacific. You know, it could embolden the city of Pacific to pass a ban also, which they proposed about a week ago, surprisingly. So, you know, we just want to fight for all the other I-502 businesses in the state to make sure the will of the voters is upheld.
Well, also, of course, if the city of Fife argues successfully that the federal law on marijuana trumps the state law, that would put everybody out of business.
Yeah, that would shut down. I mean, that could potentially jeopardize the entire I-502, you know, law. And we can't have that. So we wanted to join and take part.
What's your sense of the people who you deal with in Pacific about your store being open there? It's a small town. Is there general acceptance of it? Or do you think there is a kind of a groundswell of folks who are just going, you know, we're not so clear that we like this idea of marijuana stores in our town?
Well, you know, first of all, we're a producer processor. We're not a retail outlet. But on the I-502 vote back in 2012, there was a 70% turnout for that vote within the constituents here in Pacific. 55% of them voted in favor of I-502. So the city itself, the citizens, you know, approve of licensing I-502 businesses. It's a few of the city council members that maybe have some issues and the mayor type thing.
Well, the state attorney general and obviously some officials like those in Fife and maybe some in your city of Pacific think they should be able to ban pot in those jurisdictions, even though it might be legal in the state. Why shouldn't they be able to do that?
Well, the cities are an arm of the state. They need to follow state law and the will of the voters. And that's how it works. And that's why we're involved in this, to make sure that happens.
Well, states, of course, are part of the United States. If cities should follow the state law, why shouldn't state law follow the federal law that says that marijuana is illegal?
Well, you know, I can't get into the legalese of that so much, but I know the feds have stated that if, you know, Washington and Colorado abide by certain circumstances, you know, keep it out of the reach of children, things of that nature, then they will step back and let this experiment take place. And it's going to work out fine, and it's going to end up going throughout the entire country, I believe.
Well, we'll see how this court case goes. Meanwhile, James, how's business at the Downtown Cannabis Company in Pacific?
Well, you know, we are holding off because, you know, we've had to work with the city on their issues, too. And that's another reason why I'm involved in this Fife case, to hopefully pressure the city of Pacific or bring them on board to letting us operate.
So you're one of those licensees who's got a state license, but you're unable to open?
Exactly. I've invested over $150,000, and the tally keeps going up every month that I can't operate. And, you know, we're in for the long haul.
James, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ross.
James Dusick, owner of the Downtown Cannabis Company in Pacific. He's one of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the nearby town of Fife. They've put a ban on businesses that sell or process or grow marijuana. This is The Record on KUOW.